Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Revered Guru, Pujya Atman, Sri Swami Jyotir Mayananji in Miami, Florida. And Swamiji will lecture on Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, class number 47. And now Pujya Atman, Sri Swami Jyotir Mayananji.
Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Chapter 3, Section 8, and Verse Number 9. The verses of the Upanishad are called mantras, so more precisely, mantra number 9. And remember the topic. Gargi has challenged Yajnavalkya with her questions. There's a whole congregation of people to determine who is the best knower of Brahman. In the assembly of the royal king, Janaka, and Gargi is the one now. Gargi had already proclaimed that if he answers these questions, he is the knower and nobody can defeat him. Gargi was the authenticator. In old style scriptures, women are given as much prominence as men, and sometimes more. Yoga Vasishtha's Chudala, the court goes after enlightening King Shikidvaja. Here it's Gargi. She's the only one who could highlight the glory of Yajnavalkya. So let's see. In the ninth mantra, Etasya va aksharasya prashasane Gargi Surya chandramasau vidhritav tishtata Etasya va aksharasya prashasane Gargi Dyava prithivyau vidhrite tishtita Etasya va aksharasya prashasane Gargi Nimesha muhurta ahoratrab Ardhamasa masa ritava Samvatsara iti vidhritas tishthati tishthanti, and so forth. Under the rule of this akshara, the sun and moon stay in their positions. Heaven and earth maintain their positions. Under the mighty rule of akshara, moments, muhurtas, the periods of time, 48 minutes, days and nights, fortnights, months, seasons, and years are held in their perspective roles. These are highly condensed writings. Akshara, literally meaning that which doesn't perish. When you look at the world, it's a blend of kshara and akshara. Kshara perishes. Akshara does not. Look into the sky. Look at the sky. Clouds perish. The sky remains imperishable. These are all simply illustrations. What you are being led to understand is absolute consciousness, Param Chaitanya, supreme awareness. Everyone is aware, even mosquitoes, frogs, turtles, and all the creatures are aware. But the awareness is limited to senses. Awareness is restricted by senses, or limited to senses, limited to mind, to intellect, to sentiments. The source of all awareness is the Absolute Self. For easy understanding, follow the illustration of the sun. Sun shining up in the sky is like Akshara. All its illuminations and all the phenomena created by the sun, they are Kshara, perishable. Think of so many reflected suns. The reflected suns are the sun trapped in the Maya illusion of limitations caused by the senses, mind, intellect, ego. All your experiences, no matter how little or how grand, no matter how miserable or how delight, no matter how degrading or how uplifting, all your experiences are reflections in consciousness. They are shimmering phenomena in the rays of the Divine Self, Akshara. That Akshara is what you are, whether you like it or not. That Akshara is the only reality. Everything else that you are experiencing through your mind, through your ego, no matter how delightful they may be, all things are Kshara. And Kshara has no reality. Kshara is like darkness. Darkness creates countless phenomena of illusion. But when the sun rises and asks, looks for the darkness, where are you? A whole bunch of forces of light come from the sky, jumping down on their horses. See the darkness running away, millions of them. But they have nowhere to go, they simply disappear. They don't exist. The absolute reality in every individual is the Atma, the Self, Brahman, like the sun. But due to ignorance, an illusion has developed. Every soul in itself is in reality Brahman. But soul, Brahman reflecting in a mental process. Mental process is like little water in a jar. And since two minds are not the same, reflections are not exactly of the same quality. Each reflection has a different setup. So that's the point that the teaching is leading you to. The understanding of pure consciousness. And all else is Kshara. But how to grasp that in a clear way, and having grasped, to realize, that becomes the purpose of spiritual study. Under the rule of this Akshara, the sun and moon stay in their positions. This highly allegorical writing is to show, first to look at the world and how everything has its precision. The entire universe, every little grain of sand is in perfect precision, in a perfect plan. And first, look at the big things like sun, moon, heaven and earth. All this is lined up under the rule of akshara. Just like all the illuminations, the rainbows, the shimmering clouds, the shining leaves, and all the shining array of things are controlled by, the term control is just allegorical, controlled by the sun. So the sun is the only reality behind them. In a mystical way, everything that is unreal is somehow shimmering, shivering, and has to move away, playing its role. Therefore, sun is exercising its existence like a great administrator. Truth within you is your great administrator, constantly exercising a divine power, controlling you from if you are falling, how much you should fall. If you are rising, how much should you rise? And every detail is controlled by a karmic process. And karma is a profoundly exact science from another point of view, from the higher point of view. So nothing happens unless there is a cause behind. No one will suffer even the minutest stress of misery unless there has been a karmic process. If for argument you allow the happening of even a needle prick just by chance, that would imply God has lost his omnipotence. Since God is omnipotent, all things, big and small, are under his control. Therefore, faith in God must develop. Faith that gives you confidence that you can resolve all your problems. All problems on the basis of Godward movement. But Godward movement does not imply that you will not have doctorward movement. Practical realities will continue to be handled in a practical way. If you eat your food, you have to chew it. You have to assimilate, and so forth. Practical reality will continue, all in all its details. But behind all the details, mysterious happening of divine power that you draw through your faith. And faith leads you to higher developments, spiritual strength, recall of divine impressions, allowing yourself to enter into super conscious state. Intellect turns into intuition. You are led to samadhi. You led to Sahaj Samadhi. I just brought to you these simple points that I repeat again and again. Shraddha, Virya, Smriti, Samadhi, Prajna. Behind all that is that Akshara's administration. So even the days pass by, even minutes, even seconds, and in this computer age, you know, even between 2 seconds, there can be millions of words that can be projected. All that precision that comes is under the control of Akshara. Because of Brahman is the substratum behind all that exists. All this is possible. How science can bring about such technical precision that blows your mind away. All this that you study, the mystery of the world at the level of senses, the level of sentiments, things that can your sentiments do, cannot be imagined. The level of your reasoning, at the level of your ego, Don't believe it. Look into the papers. The ego, terrible egos, are like demons in every age. All this goes on happening. Because behind all that, there is that Akshara, the Supreme Self, amazing source of all types of power, amazing support for all. And that Akshara is the only reality, non-dual self. So as long as you are tumbling from bucket to bucket, as a reflected sun, you are in a state of bondage. When you come to realize, I am the sun, and begin to live a life that is not contradicted by day happenings, no matter what happens, you are in tune with God. If that type of subtle insight were to develop, and insight goes on growing, then, as if you have broken the bucket and transcended all and become the sun. Fact is, you have been the sun all the time. Liberation is not a happening. You have been all the time. Liberation is a revelation, removal of ignorance. But everything else in the world is always a happening. It is under the control and under the government of this Akshara that some rivers flow in one direction, some rivers flow in another direction. It is under the control of Akshara that virtuous deeds of people are praised by people. And divine spirits, they are pleased by ritual sacrifices performed by people. Now let me give you subtler implication. What does it imply? It is, because you are essentially divine, therefore, the moment you express goodness of your heart, even in a slightest manner, the moment you put a step towards sublimity, virtue, immense reward comes to you. A kind of upliftment comes that doesn't compare with any other gain in the world. On the other hand, when you do negative deeds, the negativity develops. Such amazing negativity, you can't get out of it. This is because the truth of your heart is Akshara. And you are wandering away from the truth. If you begin to practice integral yoga, start tuning yourself to the truth, even by small measure, doing good to others. You do good to others, you open a little window, and the breeze comes in with the fragrance of the garden. Because the breeze and the garden, etc., is a higher truth that enfolds you. Spiritual backing is the higher truth that enfolds everyone's heart and mind. God's presence enfolds everybody. Therefore, moving away from God is a difficult and impossible task. Moving towards God has great implications, because you do one step and there are 1,000 people start appreciating you, going viral. Encouragement comes from within your own body, within your own mind, and from people around you. Because that is the truth, power of truth. Now at this stage, let me tell you, human embodiment is praised in the scriptures because you can pay 5 type of debts. Everyone is born indebted. And if you pay off all your debts, you become united with God. Day by day, you must go on paying them. And what are those debts? Devarina. God. Godward movement. Bring God in your life. Bring God in your action becomes karma yoga. Bring God in your emotions become bhakti yoga. Bring God in your willing process, it becomes jnana yoga. God in your intellect, it becomes jnana yoga. And when all these 4 begin to harmonize and integration develops, you are practicing yoga in a profound way. So, first and foremost of the debt is you have been created by God, and unto God you must return. On that basis, there are several aspects of God, and you learn the art of adoring God, praising God, offering prayers, and so many things. Next type of debt is rishirina, sages. Sages have brought out their revelations. The fruit of their lifelong austerities and sacrifices. Those revelations should not stay locked up somewhere. Turn to scriptures and be inspired by them. Living a sublime life, add to those scriptures. Bring new and more updated meaning of the scriptural teachings. The profound teaching is like spirit. That remains the same. But as you advance, you create an art of bringing that teaching in new bottles. Old spirit in new bottles. So that's Rishi Yajna. Imagine humanity is so poor, such great teachings remain locked up. Teachings of the Vedas, the Yoga Vashishtha, Upanishads, and teachings in all religions at their depth. Profound teachings are there, but there has to be people who can bring those teachings out and make it available. Therefore, satsanga is needed. Next stop of yajna is called Pitri Yajna. Everyone understands the relationship with your forefathers who have passed away. And simple point is, what can you do to make your forefathers feel proud of you? It is by in that type of movement you have performed your duty to your forefather. So that's called Pitri Yajna. Then there is Nri Yajna. You are surrounded by human beings. As a human being, you are constantly dependent upon relatives, friends, near and dear ones, as well as far ones. How can you be good to people? People are just like yourself. How can you see their conditions as if you would have seen your own. and any opportunity of serving anyone should give you a sense of delight, not a sense of, oh, I have been so important. Let me see if the person remembers me. So that type of sentiment is called niyajna, constantly doing good to others, whichever way is possible. Even minimum way, even just to pray, sarve bhavantu sukhina. But there are many ways. Since you come into contact with people, even smiling a little, saying good things, and doing acts of goodness. There are countless things. It doesn't depend upon money or quantitative things. It's a matter of having a loving heart spilling through your senses, through your personality. All these debts and how they are paid and the result of the payment, how you are uplifted, all this is under the rule of Akshara. Because all these are little ways of opening from a dark room, shut up completely. We are opening little holes, little cracks. And no matter how little crack, the impact of the truth, truth is outside the world, is free, full of light. And that light begins to enter. The outside world, that means transcendental world, transcending your senses, your mind, your intellect, your ego, that transcendent dimension within you is all bliss. You have been shut out from it. If you adopt even the minutest form of practice of virtue, a minutest step of integral yoga in daily life, you are heading towards a profound attainment.